Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is nose. N-O-S-E.
Really? You bet your life.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. Here he is, the one, the only...
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra 100 smackovers.
Groucho, Cornelia Hendricks and Romaine Fielding are waiting to talk to you. So, folks, you may please meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Cornelia Hendricks and Romaine Fielding. You're Cornelia.
I'm Cornelia, your second.
Are you married?
Yes.
Well,
I'm fine. No, no, only two daughters.
You're 28 years old?
No, I'm 47.
Well, I'll try once more. Are you from Philadelphia?
No, I was born in Cimahi, Java.
You were born where?
Cimahi. That means enough water in my lake.
Enough water in the lake? That's your name? You were born in Java, you said.
Java.
Was this with cream and sugar? I mean, were you born during a coffee break?
I hope so, sir.
Well, your name is Romaine Fielding,
yes? That's right, Johnson.
That's you. I've been trying to think where I've heard that name, Romaine Fielding.
Was he a big movie star about 40 years ago?
That's right, Johnson. Actually, he was a contemporary of Francis X. Workman in the early silent days.
Oh, never did find him. Well, since you had his name, are you following in his footsteps, and are you in show business?
No, I have no particular talent for acting, Johnson.
Don't you have any talent? Can you sing or dance or tell jokes?
Well,
can you stand on your head?
Well, the only thing I was in the service, I used to be able to do the manual of arms forward and backward verbatim.
I doubt it didn't get much of a spectacular with that kind of thing.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but we had one interesting experience when the apprentice seaman of the Navy down at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We were lined up, all the apprentice seamen were lined up for inspection. So along came the Secretary of the Navy, which was then Mr. Knox, Admiral King, who was then Admiral of the Fleet, and the commanding officer of the vessel. And about this time, the lieutenant says to me, sailors, step out here. You know so much about this, you don't
have to... You were a common sailor?
I was a real common sailor.
A god.
Oh, I was the most godly. So anyway, he throws the piece at me and stand attention. He said, describe the position of attention. I said, position of attention, heels on the same line and close together as a complement of men to mix shape, turn out equally from angle 45 degrees, knees straight without stiffness, hips level and drawn back slightly, weighted body resting equally on hips, shoulders squared and falling, thumbs along the seams of counter, back to hand off, fingers curl naturally, head up and square to front, chin drawn back tight, so that the head and neck is vertical, eyes straight to front, assuming the position of attention, heels are muscular, smartly and audibly, the mind is well, the body must be in attention, I said, would the lieutenant like to have it verbatim backwards? Was that a dumb sound? I said, attention at B must body be as well as mind. The mind as well as the body must be at attention. Front two straight eyes. I say two trunks.
I like it better this way.
Well, I didn't get it the other way. Well, anyway, so the next thing he says to me, all right, bring up position of attention to come to port arm. So I said, raise and carry the feet diagonally across the tail of the body. You just at the same time with both hands, right the small stock, up the balance, barrel flipping, crossing up, jump the neck, left shoulder, left arm horizontal, left arm towards the body. I said, would you bend it like that? A little bit in back. He said, no.
What do you do? Jump off the chair?
Well, what do you do? Is this living or make a living by just
saying
things backwards?
No, actually.
What is your profession?
Actually, I am
a racket, as we call it.
I install a glamorous type of automatic laundry. Washing machines, extractors, dryers, and so forth.
Yeah. Where do you sell this laundry equipment?
Well, we sell it actually all over the world.
You do, huh?
That's right.
Well, answer you, Romaine. The world could use a good cleaning.
However, you better hurry. There's
a good chance the world is already washed up.
Well, let's play You Bet Your Life and see if you can win some money, then.
You selected a dictionary quiz. I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. You ready? What is a nomad? N-O-M-A-D. Nomad.
Well, an Arab. It's like an Arab.
An Arab rope.
You don't have one right.
What is a sampan?
Oh, this is a Malayan boat.
That's right. It's a Chinese boat.
You
don't
have two lights.
What is a vaquero?
V-A-Q-U-E-R-O.
South American horseman and a cowboy.
Cowboy.
You have three lights at the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
What is a dirndl? D-I-R-N-D-L. D-I-R-N-D-L.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Take the money. Take the money, boy. Take the money. Take the money. Now, you want $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at five or even $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it, and thanks for being on the show.
Very much.
Rocco, I'd like you to meet Jack Mosley.
Hi.
Good. Hard to answer. Let me start over again. Rocco, I'd like you to meet Jack Mosley and...
Why?
Oh, just for the heck of it, huh?
What's your line
with? What are you thinking about there? Would you people come in? This is Junko Gordon and Jack Mosley.
Well, welcome to your better life. Say the favorite word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Junko Gordon and Jack Mosley, yeah? Which one is Junko Gordon?
I am.
You're Junko Gordon, yeah?
There's a lot of junk over there.
What kind of a name is Junko?
That's a Japanese name. It means June.
Oh. Yes? June?
Yes.
You mean 30 days, half September? April, Junko, and November?
Junko isn't a very dignified name for me to call you. And if I call you June, you won't know what I'm talking about.
What does your husband call you? Does he have a romantic little pet name that I can call you?
Yes,
well, isn't that like
that? He
calls
me
Fatty. He calls you Fatty?
Yes.
Well, why does he call you Fatty? Is that on the other side? No, that's another joke. Well, I better stick with Junk. Where are you from, Junk?
I come from Turkey.
No, Peter, well, you're very cute.
Thank
you. Gordon isn't a Japanese name, or is it?
That's an American name. My husband is
the Oh, your husband isn't American. Yes. Could you tell us the story of how you met him? Is it an interesting story?
Yes, Gordon, it's a very long, long story.
They're all long stories, Junko. And the longer you're married, the longer the stories get.
Perhaps we'll never see.
You never finish?
No.
Well, we better not. Give it to us briefly.
Okay.
Can you, Junko?
Okay.
How did you meet your husband? Your husband?
Oh, I had a girlfriend married in some other year. And she's the one who introduced my husband. And we've been friends for about 4 years.
Did you exchange photographs?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband propose by letter, or did he wait until he saw you?
Oh, after he saw me, he said you look much better in person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do.
Okay.
And then what happened after he said this?
And he
what
said,
did you say when he said that you look beautiful?
I said, so are you.
What sort of work does this Romeo do? Making an impetuous fellow, right?
He's
what about you, Jack? Are you married?
Yes, I am, Jack. I've married 30 years.
Would you say yours is a love match?
Yes.
Really? Does your wife have any little pet names for you, like Fatty?
Yes, she calls me Windbag.
That's not nice. I wouldn't call you a windbag. But then, of course, I don't know you as well as your wife does. How did you meet your wife,
Windbag? Well, I answered ads in a paper in Fort Smith, Arkansas. They wanted a dry cleaner, and I made a trip to Fort Smith and answered the ad. But before I got there, somebody's already got the job, so that
you went all the way. Where did you go from?
From Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You traveled from Tulsa to Fort Smith?
Yes.
To get this job?
Sure. The job started getting in there.
Well, what happened after that?
Well, This Mr. Darby, which turned was a brother-in-law to my wife now. But he took a liking to me, and so he invited me home.
I couldn't follow this.
Well,
a man named Darby, you know, he's just come into the place.
Yeah, he came in.
He's a brother-in-law of your wife to whom you weren't married at that time.
Right, yeah.
You understand this?
Yeah.
Well,
he was clear, if I understand it. But yeah.
Okay.
And he invited me home to meet his sister-in-law, which was Pauline. That started something.
You went there to get a job as a dry cleaner, and you didn't get the job.
I
did. Father immediately took you home to meet his sister-in-law. Why did that? Was he supporting her? He wanted to get rid of her?
Well, later on, I found out that was the reason why.
Well, how many times did he have to run that ad before they found a sucker like you?
Well, I don't know. All I know, when I went to Fort Smith, the job wasn't there.
So I just left out the boat. You arrived in Fort Smith empty-handed and left there with a wife.
Yeah, I did get something out of the deal.
You're one of the few fellas I ever heard of who got taken to the cleaners before he got married. Well, you seem very happy about it.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies? I mean, or did you do nothing else but just
a strong man.
You're a strong man.
Well, I used to be with Ripley, believe it or not.
Mm.
And I did six stunts to let six men soak me. Drive a 40-penny nail to a 2x4 with one punch of my fist, break 3/4-inch rope, pull 14-ton fire trucks with my teeth, let any six man choke me.
Are there six men in the audience that would like to come up and strangle us, Jeff? Do you still perform any of these feats of strength? Or what I'm getting is, could you do something for us?
Yes, I could.
I don't want anybody to throttle you up here, but could you do something?
Yes, I could. Yes.
What?
I could blow up and bust a brand new automobile inner tube.
So why would anybody want to blow up an inner tube?
I don't know. I just like to blow them up.
Is this why your wife caused you a windbag?
That's right.
Have you got an inner tube on you?
Well,
we have one wrapped around here.
No.
Sorry. You say you have one?
I have an inner tube with me.
Well, could you roll it out?
Yes, I could.
Would you get it? Would you like to see him blow it?
Yes, I'd like to see it.
Say, how long does it take to blow that thing up before you start?
It'll take anywhere from 2 to 8 minutes.
Well, that's a long time. I mean, we haven't got that much time. We've got to get on with the quiz. We only had a half hour. So, you know, could you blow up the inner tube and still answer the quiz question?
Well, I don't think so.
Simultaneously?
I don't think that. Well, I might, but I'd rather have my wife come up here.
Your wife? Yes. Mrs. Ringdog is in the audience?
Yes, she's in the audience.
What's your wife's name?
Pauline.
Pauline! Would you mind hopping up here?
Pauline.
Now, Lindbergh, is there any danger of this inner tube blowing the audience out of the theater?
Well, it's hard to where I'm standing here, Doctor.
Uh-huh. Now, Pauline, can you really blow up an inner tube until it explodes?
Yes, you can. I can do it right now.
Well, stand outside a little bit, huh? Stand outside on the corner around San Francisco. Now, you start blowing, and we'll keep an eye on you during the quiz. And, Lindbergh, if you wander, you can help answer the questions while you're taking a breath.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? Oh, go ahead, Lindbergh, blow. Now, you selected cities and small towns of the United States. I'll give you four cities or towns in a particular state, and you identify the state. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Now, here are the cities and towns. Winchester, Springfield, Shawneetown, and Rock Island. What is the state? Can you play Uber on your tuber on that day? Here are the cities and towns. Winchester, Springfield, Shawneetown, and Rock Island. What is the state?
Illinois.
All right, and what state are these places? Batavia, Ithaca, Albany, and Penland. Albany, Ithaca, Batavia, and Penland.
In New York is right. Now, you got two right.
Right.
In that state of Farrington, Good Bob, Deep, and Fresenden. North Dakota's right. Now, you got three.
One more right.
Is he blowing or just standing there?
Oil City and Carlisle. What state? Think now. Titusville, Newcastle, Oil City, and Carlisle.
Oh.
Now you should know that.
No.
Huh? Yeah.
Pennsylvania's right.
You got four in a row, you win one back.
You can come back at the end of the show and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $5,000 or even $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Well, Groucho, only one of our contestants has decided to try for the big money tonight. And here is Romaine Fielding.
You pick a number. From this side, if you win, it'll be $5,000. From this side, $2,500 because you're single. Now, we're going to give you two chances at the wheel, so think first of a number between 1 and 10. 6. 6. Now, wait a minute. That's for 5,000. Now, think of another number for 2,500. 2. Okay. 5, 6, and 2. Now, turn the wheel. Neither number came up, so this question is worth $1,000. Pope John the 23rd was elevated in November of 58. He was known as the patriarch of what city? Tell me the answer and you win $1,000. Venice. That's right, you won $1,000. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, I'll probably send over to my wife.
Congratulations and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. You bet your life. From January 1959, we've presented Groucho Marx and You Bet Your Life.